Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, the second line from the top, by the two dots, Chagigais. So the Mishnah had mentioned that Chagigais are Kahararim Matulim Visara. They're like mountains hanging on hairs, which means it's not explicit in the Torah that we know that the concept of bringing a carbon Chagiga on Yom Tov. Now ask the Gemara, what does it mean? Michtav Ksivan, what is the Mishnah talking about? L'chayra, it's Mefersh in the Torah. We see Mefersh in the Torah that a person's supposed to bring a carbon chagiga on the Yom Tif. So says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, that what the Mishnah is coming to say is the Chedamar Le Rapapa L'Abaye. It's coming to point out that which Rav Papa said to Abaye. Now Rav Papa had said to Abaye, that Mimai Dehai V'Chagoyisim Oysi Chag L'Hashem, who says, when the Torah says, V'chagoyisim oysi chag l'Hashem, that's referring to Zvichud, that's referring to bringing a carbon chagiga? You're saying it's Mefersh, because there's a pasuk, V'chagoyisim oysi chag l'Hashem. But Rav Papa pointed out to Abaye, that who says it's referring to a carbon? Delma chaygu chaga ka'amar. Maybe when the Torah says, V'chagoyisim oysi chag l'Hashem, that you should make a chag, it doesn't mean to make a carbon chagiga. It means to dance in circles. A chag is also a circle. So maybe it means to celebrate Yom Tov by dancing in circles. Maybe that's what Ka'amar Achmana, maybe that's what the Torah meant to say. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying that there really is no direct makar in the Torah for the carbon chagiga. It's Ka'arar Matulim Besara, it's what the pasuk means, but it's not Mefurish. Ask the Gemara, how could you have a Havamina that Chagayisim Oysa Chag L'Hashem refers to dancing in circles? El Me'ata, that which Tichsiv, that which it says, by Maish Rabbeinu, by in Sefer Shemais, when Maish Rabbeinu is telling Paroi to let the Yidden go, and he tells Paroi, Bamidbar, that Hashem wants us to be Chag for him in the desert. So hachanami de chaygu chagahu. What, you think Maisha Rabbeinu was telling Paroi that we're supposed to, we want to go to the Midbar to dance in circles? He was saying we want to go bring a carbon. We can't bring it in Mitzrayim, so we have to go to the Midbar to bring a carbon. You think he was saying to dance in circles? V'chitim hachanami. Maybe you'll be stubborn and you'll say, yeah, maybe that's what Maisha Rabbeinu was requesting. He was requesting permission for Klal Yisrael to go to the Midbar and to dance in circles. Well, vaksiv, but the pasuk says, and this is why you really can't say that, is because the pasuk says, Vayomer Maisha, Maisha Rabbeinu suggested to Paroi that gam atza titim biyadenu zvachim ba'ilis, that you could also give us some karbanis and we'll bring it on your behalf. So clearly the subject matter of the conversation was karbanis. Chaygu chag was karbanis. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma hachika amar rachmana. Maybe this is what the pasuk was saying. That ichlu shesu v'chaygu chaga kamay. That you should bring zvachim, but not because al didn't carbon. You should bring carbon, you should bring zvachim just to have pasha, to have meat to eat. So you should eat, and you should drink, and you should dance. You should celebrate the Yom Tov, you should dance in circles. Maybe that's what Maisha Rabbeinu was requesting from Paroi. However, says the Gemara that lois al kadaitach. No, you can't think that that's what that was what the conversation was. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says after that, it says v'lo yolin chilav chag yad baker. It says about that chag that we brought in the midbar that we were supposed to bring. It says that you're not supposed to leave over from the chag until the morning. Now v'is al kadaitach the chayguhu. If you're going to tell me chag means a circle to dance, tarbel chag islay. Does this dancing in circles have fat? Avada, we're referring to chag, but it refers to a carbon chagiga. Still ask the Gemara, v'dum ha'achikam rachmana. Maybe this is what the pasuk is saying. That chaylev habab bizman chag lo yalin. Chag really maybe means just to celebrate a Yom Tov, to dance in circles. When the pasuk says, not to leave over the chaylev of my chag until the morning, it means the chaylev of the karbanis that you bring during the Yom Tov, don't leave it over until the morning. Maybe that's what the pasuk means to say. However, says the Gemara, elameata, if that's what the pasuk is saying, so then it's very misleading. It's mashma habab is man chag hudulo yalin, only the karbanis that you bring during the chag, so that you're not allowed to leave over from the fats until the morning. Hadakol hashana kula yalin. It's mashma that the fats that you have all year round, you are allowed to, when you bring a carbon, you are allowed to leave over the fats until the morning. And that's not true, because the pasuk says, kola halayla ada baker ksiv. It says when you bring a carbon, you're supposed to burn it from the night until the morning. You're not supposed to leave it over past that. So says the Gemara, okay, but doma imeahi have a minahu la'aseh. If it was just for the pasuk of kola halayla ada baker, So that would just be an assay that you're not allowed to leave over the fats. I mean, that's always, all year round, is an assay that you're not allowed to leave over the fats. Because of Rachmana Hai, the Torah therefore said this pasuk of Yalam Chilav Chagi Ad Boiker, that during Yom Tov, there's also a lav. There's also a lav that's involved when it comes to leaving over the fats until the morning. Ask the Gemara, anyways, all year round, there's a lav. Lalav because of Korach Rina. We have a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Yalam Mina Basar Ad Tizbach, Be'erab Biyayim Arishon La Boiker. So that's already a laugh all year round. You're not allowed to leave over the fats until the morning. So says the Gemara, okay, v'doma lav or labishnei lav in v'aseh. Maybe during Yom Tov time, so now there's two lav, and besides the one lav in aseh that apply all year round, there's an additional lav. And now if a person during the Yom Tov time, he leaves over the fats until the morning, he transgresses two lav in an aseh. Maybe that's what the Torah is saying. So it says the Gemara, Ella, the Makar, the final Makar, the way we know, the way we know that all this, the way we know that the Chag is always referring to a carbon, is because we have Gzeirah Shava. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here in Moshe's conversation with Paroi, it says to make the Chag for me in the Midbar. And it says over there by Amos, it says in Amos, it says, Hazvachem u'mincha higashtem li b'midbar. It says that you bring any karbanis to me in the midbar. So ma'ala halan zvachem, over there in Amos, it says the word midbar, and it's referring to zvachem, it's referring to karbanis. Afkan zvachem, so to this pasuk which says, v'yichoygu li b'midbar, the chag is referring to zvachem, so we have gzeirah shava b'midbar b'midbar, to say that the word chag in the Torah is referring to a carbon chagiga. It doesn't just mean celebrating a Yom Tov and dancing in circles. Okay, well, ask the Gemara, now that we found the Gzeirah Shava, until now we were asking that there's no Makar, now we found the Makar, it's such a good Makar that ask the Gemara, Umayka Harar Natulim Besara. So then why is this like mountains hanging on hairs? It seems to be Lahedya. We have a Mefersh Gzeirah Shava. We have a Mefersh Gzeirah Shava that the word Chag in the Torah means the carbon Chagiga. So it's Lahedya in the Torah. Why is the Mishnah referred to it as mountains hanging on hairs? Why is it only hairs? It's Mefersh. Says the Gemara, it's not really Mefersh. Because really this Gzeirah Shava is not such a Gzeirah Shava. Because Divrei Torah mean Divrei Kabbalah Yoli Alfinan. We can't make a Gzeirah Shava on a word in the Torah that it says in Shemais, Ve'echoiguli Bamidbar, to a word Bamidbar that it says in Sefer of Amo, he says, Vachim Mincha Higashtim Li Bamidbar. That's not really a Gzeirah Shava. The way Rav Eliashiv in his Aris over here explains the Gemara is that really it's not a Gzeirah Shava. Really it's a Halach L'Maisha Mesinai that the word Chag in the Torah is referring to a carbon Chagiga. But L'Maisa, there's somewhat of a remez to it because we have this like mixas gzeirah shava. In fact, it's not a real gzeirah shava. Divrei Torah mi divrei kabbalah yod alfinon. It's not a real gzeirah shava. It's like, at least it's like hairs. But it's mamish nama first because this is not really gzeirah shava. For all intents and purposes, it's not gzeirah shava. Really, the makar that chag refers to a carbon is a halach l'maisha misinai. Says the Gemara Vayter, now moving on to the next case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said about Me'ilois, that Me'ilois also are Kahara Natulim Besara. So Me'ilois is if a person accidentally uses Hektish money and he transfers it over to Chulin. For example, he uses it to purchase Chulin. So if he transfers over the Hektish, he exchanges it for Chulin. He makes the Hektish money that he had, he makes it mundane. So that's called Me'ila. The halacha is that B'mezid is no Me'ila. A person's not Chai of a carbon Me'ila if he does such a thing on purpose. But if he does it by mistake, so then at least he could get kapara with the carbon Me'ila. On purpose, he can't do that. But by mistake, so then he gets kapara with the carbon, a carbon Me'ila. So it's only by a shaygeg. Now says the Gemara, the Mishnah said it's Karar Natulim Besaro. But ask the Gemara, the Micht of Ksivan, the parish of Me'ila is written Lahedya in the Torah. So why does the Mishnah refer to it as Karar Natulim Besaro? So Amar Rami Bar Chama explained that the case of Me'ilois that the Mishnah is referring to that doesn't really have a direct Makar in the Torah is like Nitzrucha Elo L'chadetnan. It's for the following case that we learned about in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hashliach sha'asa shlichusai. So the case is like this. We have a balabayis, we have someone who has money, he's in his house, he's going through his drawers, he takes out some of his money, and he hands it to one of his friends. His shliach is going to the store anyways. He says, can you please buy for me, could you buy for me some challah for Shabbos? Could you buy for me some challah? And he gives him the money, And by mistake, the Baal HaBayis didn't realize that the money that he gave the shliach was actually hektish money. He had two monies, he had two different drawers of money. He thought he was going into the chulin drawer. By mistake, he went into the hektish drawer. So he handed the shliach some money that's hektish, and he told him to buy him some challah. So the halacha is like this. HaShliach sha'asa shlichusai. If he does the shlichus, meaning he does exactly what he was told to do, he goes to the store and he buys the challah. So then the halacha is Baal HaBayis Ma'al. So since he did a shlichus, so shliach shal adam kemaisai, it's as if the Baal HaBayis made the purchase, and memela it's the Baal HaBayis that's Ma'al. The Baal HaBayis is the one that's over on Me'ila, he's the one that's chayav for Me'ila. However, lay asa shlichusai, let's say the shliach goes to the store, and for whatever reason, instead of buying what he was told to buy, he goes ahead and he buys some apples, whatever it is, something different, something that he wasn't told to buy, so then he's not the shliach of the Baal HaBayis. He's not acting as the shliach of the Baal HaBayis. He's not doing what he was told to do. So then it's he himself who's over on the Me'ila. He's the one who spent the money, and then it's the shliach who's ma'al. It's the shliach that's chayav for the Me'ila. That's what the Mishnah says. Now says the Gemara, v'chi asa shlichusai, amai ma'al. Even when he does his shlichus, he buys the challah like he was supposed to. But why is the Baal HaBayis over on Me'ila? V'chizeh chayta v'zem is chayav? It's the shliach that did the avera. He's the one who brought the money to the store. He's the one who practically did the avera. And through that, the Baal HaBayis is chayav. How could there be such a thing? Normally, when it comes to averas, so we say that ain't shliach l'dvar avera. There's no such thing as a shliach to do an avera. You can't have it that Pliny does a chet, and his friend gets the iser, his friend is chayiv for it. So if so, this halacha doesn't seem to make any sense, that the Baal HaBayis should be chayiv mila when the shliach goes ahead and he buys the challah. And about this, says the Gemara, that haynu karar matulim b'sara. And it's about this halacha that the Mishnah refers to mila as mount that's hanging on hairs. That we have halachis in Me'ila that seems so, doesn't like it, so not mistaber, that obviously there has a makar for it, there's a halacha, there's a reasoning behind it, but because it seems so strange, so that's why it's called mountains that is hanging on hairs. However, Amar Rava, Rava said this is not so strange. Umay kushya. What's so shver about the fact that when it comes to Me'ila, the Baal HaBayis is chayiv when the shliach does the shlichus? Dilma shani Me'ila, the alpha chadchen mitruma. It's true that generally speaking, when it comes to Isurim, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. But when it comes to Me'ila, Me'ila is an exception. We have Gzeir Shava of Chet Chet from Truma. That Ma Hasam Shuchay Sha'adam Kamaisai. Just like when it comes to taking off Truma, a person could send a shliach to take off Truma for him. That by Truma, there's a concept of shlichus that we find in the Torah. So Avkan Shuchay Sha'adam Kamaisai. We learn out Chet Chet Me'ila from Truma, that by Me'ila, there's a concept of shliach Sha'adam Kamaisai. Even though it's an Isser, and typically ain't shliach l'dvar avera, Me'ila is an exception to that rule. Me'ila, we have a gzeira shava, that there's yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And if so, the halacha is very understandable. The shliach does his shlichus, if he buys the challah, so then shliach sha'adam kamaisai, the Baal HaBayis is chayiv me'ila. And if he doesn't, then he's chayiv me'ila. But it's not shver. We had it shver that how could it be that he does the avera and the Baal HaBayis is chayiv? It's not shver. Shliach sha'adam kamaisai. Even though it's true by averas, we don't normally say it, but by me'ila, it's an exception. So elam arava. Rava said, you know what the Mishnah is referring to? It's referring to a different halacha that seems very strange. It's for the halacha that we learned in the Braisa. The same case. The Baal HaBayis, he sends his shliach some money. He gives his friend some money, and he sends him b'shlichus to go buy him some challah for Shabbos. And the shliach goes to the store, and the Baal HaBayis, he goes back into his room to close the drawer, and he realizes, oh no, I took money out of the hektish drawer. So now the shliach is already too far away. He's not going to be able to catch up to him. The shliach already went. The Baal HaBayis doesn't know which store he was going to. The Maisa, the shliach already went, and the Baal HaBayis has no way to stop him. But now the Baal HaBayis knows that the money in the shliach's hand is hektish. So at this point, he can never be chayiv me'ila because he's not a shaygeg. He's definitely not over on me'ila. He knows what that money is, and moreover, he doesn't even want the shliach to be a shliach anymore. At this point, it's very understood and understandable the fact that he's mevatel shlichus. He doesn't want the shliach to go buy him the challah anymore. He's canceling his shlichus. So now the shliach goes to the store and says the Braisa that nizkar balabayis, v'loy nizkar shliach. In this case, where the balabayis realizes that the money he gave him was hektish, and the shliach has no clue, so the shliach is still a shaygig. So shliach mal, even if the shliach buys challah, like he was supposed to do, he was sent to buy challah, and he buys challah, still the halacha is that the shliach is Avram Ila, because he's not really a shliach. That's the whole concept, that he's not the shliach. It's because the balabayis, as soon as he goes back to his journey, he realizes that the money he gave the shliach is hektish money, he's canceling his shlichus. And if so, being that he's canceling his shlichus, so then the shliach is chayv me'ila. He's not being a shliach. He's not shliach adam kamaisa. He's acting on his own, and he's going to be chayv me'ila. And ask the Gemara that shliach anya, my kavod, this poor shliach. It's funny, lashon, but the poor shliach, meaning we feel so bad for him. What did he do wrong? He was just doing what he was told to do. It's one thing in the case where he was told to buy challah and he bought apples, so he's chayv me'ila, fine. But here he was told to buy challah and he bought challah. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. So poor shliach, what was he supposed to do? And it's about this halacha that the Mishnah calls the halachis of Mi'ila, that they're hararim atulim basara, they're like mountains hanging on hairs. There's halachis that don't seem to make any sense, but that's the way it is, and that's what it means. It's like mountains hanging on hairs. However, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that what's so strange about this halacha? That the shliach didn't know? Poor shliach! It says Rav Ashi, my kushya, what's the problem? Dilma midi dahava, maitzi mayis hektash lechulin. That's stereotypical Mi'ila. Every case of Mi'ila, what's the case of Mi'ila? A person by mistake uses hektash money and he buys something. Poor man, what did he do? What did he do wrong? What was he supposed to do? He didn't realize it was hektish money. Yeah, that's the name of the Isser of Mi'ila. It's when a person doesn't realize money is hektish and he uses it to buy something, he's chayiv for Mi'ila. So what's the question? The poor shliach, what was he supposed to do? Shkayach, that's welcome to Hilchos Mi'ila. That's exactly what Mi'ila is. Why is it any different than a person, a balabayis, who goes to the store with his own money and he by mistake purchases something with hektish money? The halacha is he's chayiv Mi'ila. So too over here, the shliach, who's not really a shliach anymore because the balabais was niskar and he canceled the shlichus, so this shliach, when he goes to the store and he buys what he was supposed to do, he buys the challah, yeah, he's chayv mi'ila. Poor shliach, you're right, it's chaval, but lamaisa, that is exactly what mi'ila is. When a person by mistake uses hektish money to buy something, and if so, we still don't know what the mission is referring to when it says that the halachis of mi'ila are kaharar matulim besara. Bez Hashem will continue from here in the following shir.